Manuscript Releases, Volume 12, Numbers 921 to 999. MR Number 936, Ellen White and the Kellogg Crisis. Exalt science less, exalt Christ more. I want you, my brother, to stand under the shadow of the cross. The beams of the Sun of Righteousness shine directly there. I have no time to write more now, but I do feel an intense interest for your soul. Talk less, exalt science less. Let your Redeemer be the one exalted. The melody of heaven is praise to God and the Lamb. It sounds forth from the voices of 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Why does not praise flow from our lips? Why are we so dumb? The Lord is ready to disclose to His church more and more of His wonderful power, and to open new lines of thought in regard to the great plan of redemption, the love, the matchless love, that moved Him to give His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Medical missionaries to set forth to patients. Christ's keeping power. To love God with all the heart, to be a partaker with Christ in His humiliation and suffering, means more than many understand. The atonement of Christ is the great central truth around which cluster all the truths that pertain to the great work of redemption. The mind of man is to blend with the mind of Christ. This union sanctifies the understanding, giving the thoughts clearness and force. He who is thus united with Christ can do medical missionary work that is excellent in God's sight. The world is our field of missionary toil, and we are to go forth to our labor surrounded with the atmosphere of Gethsemane and Calvary. Those in our sanitariums are to take advantage of the opportunities given them to set before the sick and suffering the restoring efficacy that there is in Christ for the salvation of soul and body. How carefully should these precious opportunities be improved by nurses, matron, and physicians? They are to hold up the privilege which all have of becoming children of God by surrendering all they have and are to the keeping power of Christ. We have been bought with a price, and what a price! Even the blood of the only begotten Son of God. Shall we not, then, strive to bring our lives into conformity to His will? Need to look to the cross. We are in this world to lift the cross of Calvary. As we lift this cross, we shall find that it lifts us. Let every Christian stand in his lot and place, catching the inspiration of the work that Christ did for souls while in this world. We need the ardor of the Christian hero who can endure the seeing of Him that is invisible. Our faith is to have a resurrection. The soldiers of the cross are to exert a positive influence for good. Christ says, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." Matthew 12, verse 30. Indifference in the Christian life is a manifest denial of Christ. God's condescension in saving man. The Son of God does indeed call men, uniting them with Him as brethren, conferring upon them the honor of divine sonship. What wonderful condescension on the part of Christ! He became our elder brother that we might become sons and daughters of God. We have been bought with a price, and what a price! Christ volunteered to come to this earth and stand at the head of fallen human beings who were heirs of guilt, under sentence of eternal death. We must have perished had He not borne our guilt and the wrath of God. My heart aches as I see how faint a realization human beings have of what has been done for them. How I wish they could see as I see what is meant by the punishment of the guilty. The invitation comes to us, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." John 1, verse 29. Those who do not believe in Christ, receiving Him as a personal Savior, must die in their sins. they must suffer the punishment of the second death. Those who remain in unbelief cannot appreciate the love that Christ has expressed for them, and they will never have an experimental knowledge of the suffering that Christ endured in order that their sins might be pardoned and they be received as children of God. Our work, not to try to unravel Satan's theory. The Lord has given our ministers a message to bear. Let them magnify the truth. The Lord has not given us the commission to unravel Satan's theories by entering into controversy regarding them. Hold up the truth. Magnify the truth. Say, "It is written." Our people do not appreciate, as they should, the saving power of the atonement. They do not understand, as they should, the meaning of the words, "Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us."
Nothing can be added to the argument of the cross. "It is Christ that died" is an argument that cannot be refuted. To it, nothing can be added. To the repentant soul, it is yea and amen. Christ leads the penitent soul upward, step by step, and gives to the mind his peace. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, verse 9. Angels of God guard the penitent, believing soul, that evil angels may not intrude. Christ's ministration on our behalf. Christ died for us to make an atonement for our sins. He is now standing at his Father's right hand, pleading for us. To all who receive him, he will give power to become the sons of God. Had he not paid the redemption price for us, we could not be saved. But his intercessions prevail. He had power to take away our sins. He lives to make intercession, and because he lives, we shall live also if we are obedient to his will. He will keep us from falling. Doctrine of spiritual affinities, a departure from the faith. I have been shown your peril during the time of your connecting with Dr. Wagoner. You both came to the General Conference session of 1901. Enthused with what you supposed to be precious spiritual light. You were desirous of presenting this light to me, but I was shown that much of that which you supposed to be precious light was dangerous, misleading fables, and that I must have no conversation with you regarding these ideas that were filling your minds. The theories held by Ellett Wagoner were similar in character to those we had met and rebuked in several places where we met fanatical movements after the passing of the time in 1844. Dr. Wagoner was then departing from the faith in the doctrine he held regarding spiritual affinities. White Estate, Washington, D.C., May 20th, 1982.